WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We all have different treats that we look forward to this time of year based on the traditions that we grew up with. But there's one that takes the cake, bringing friends, families, and workplaces together. One that gives amateur bakers a chance to flex. One that can even be used to lure Santa into cozy living rooms, unless that Santa happens to be the Grinch.
If you can get past the present, the only obstacle left is the cookie. Look at it in all its red, sugary splendor.
Now, this conversation was great because, as y'all know, if you've been listening long enough, you know I'm kind of greedy. I love food. And this time around, we're talking holiday cookies. Our next guest actually made a special cookie just for me.
I think food can be such a wonderful vehicle of taking you back to a happy place.
Oh, my goodness. You just brought me back to sunshine and childhood and beaches.
And she brought chai. That guest is Nirali Chauhan. She was a contestant on The Great American Baking Show. So I wanted to know, what does she consider to be in the holiday cookie category exactly?
Oh, goodness. See, for me, I am not a cookie purist.
Okay.
To me, I think anything that can sit on my counter for a few days, stay in a tin, that is a cookie. And
okay.
So it's a very broad category for me. But for that reason, I think you can really have endless possibilities.
Really? So, I mean, even like chocolate chip cookies, you would put that in the holiday category?
Oh, yeah. That's Santa's favorite. A chocolate chip cookie, the Toll House cookie specifically, the one that we get in the package at the grocery store, that is, for me, the ultimate holiday cookie. And then from there, everything is just fancy, good stuff.
Okay, you got a point. So I understand, though, that your strongest childhood associations with cookies, they're actually with biscuits.
That's right.
And I said, this is a woman after my own heart, because that's the same story that I have.
Oh, really?
I just was not a cookie person growing up. It was all about biscuits. I grew up in Jamaica, and so there's a particular brand they're called Shirley Biscuits that I just loved so much. Then it became like Maria Biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they always named after women? I don't know. I just realized that now. But they were fantastic, and that was kind of my upbringing. I got into cookies kind of later, like as a teen.
I agree. My conception of a cookie back then is nothing like it is now. And I think that's because my brother and I were born to 2 amazing parents who were Indian immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And so growing up, the cookie was actually just a biscuit that accompanied chai time. And back then we weren't really drinking chai, but there were different little treats on the table. And that's what cookies were to us. And then growing up, that's when the world kind of exploded into all the cookies I think of today.
I see why you brought some chai.
I did, yes.
There's chai next to me in the studio.
That's right.
Shall we have a sip?
I think we should. So I brought you my homemade chai. Cheers.
Cheers.
Super gingery.
Oh, I can smell that
spicy,
ginger.
Spicy, sugary. Uh-huh. And to me, a cookie is a vehicle to enjoy this warm drink, this chai.
Very good.
And then I also went to the liberty of, and I hope you don't mind, Sasha, I made what I thought a Christmas or holiday cookie would be an ideal one for you. So I thought of the flavors of Jamaica. What I've made are some thumbprint cookies. There's a little bit of rum extract inside. They're coated in coconut.
Oh my goodness, and these are beautiful.
The jams are special. So there's a tamarind coffee caramel. There's a guava.
Oh, is this the guava? What is this one
yes,
I'm holding?
Yes, you got the guava.
This is the guava. This is so cute. And I can see all the little bits of coconut around the rim.
That's right.
I'm going to take a bite.
Please do. And so for me, I think food can be such a wonderful vehicle of taking you back to a happy place.
Oh my goodness. You just brought me back to sunshine and childhood and beaches.
That makes me just so happy.
Warm Sundays with my dad swimming. Oh my gosh.
How lovely.
This is fantastic. But let's focus on Christmas.
Yes.
Because you do have some memories of making cookies for Santa.
That's
I want
right.
to hear that story.
So Santa in our household, there was no coincidence that Santa's favorite cookie and my older brother's favorite cookie were the same because my older brother was Santa growing up. And so,
wait a minute. No, wait, did you know that or was that a secret?
You know, I don't remember knowing it. When I was very young, but eventually my older brother would get very involved in the process. And I thought, you know, it just makes sense that you are the one expecting to wash this down with a cold glass of milk later.
I'm just trying to picture your face the day when you were old enough to realize, wait a minute.
Well, you know, actually the Santa being the older brother thing wasn't exactly foolproof because that meant that one year without adult supervision, I got coal in my stocking as a prank.
Of course you did.
But yes, so cookies growing up, chocolate chip cookies. But now I think what I love to do is think back to all of the flavors and textures and memories that evoke joy for me and then bring them to nostalgic classics that I'm more familiar with here. So for example, if I am enjoying a shortbread cookie, I might make it savory instead with fennel and orange because those are other flavors that I really enjoy.
Yum. Do you think nostalgia plays a role in the kinds of cookies that we were drawn to when we're adults?
Absolutely. I think desserts especially, all foods in general, but desserts especially can are just associated with celebration and happiness. And they're so specific to each family, each person. And so playing to that strength when deciding what you'd like to make during Christmas, the holidays, whenever, I think is a really great way to infuse extra joy.
Nice. Well, speaking of the power of cookies to bring workplaces together, Chicago Public Media here, yes, we held a holiday cookie contest yesterday.
Ooh. Hi, everyone. I'm excited to announce the winner of the 2024 CPM Cookie Contest, Sophie with the blue and white. Congratulations.
Yes, shout out to Sophie. Now, Reset producer Linnea Dominic sat down with the winner, arts and culture digital producer Sophie Hernandez Simeonidis. Here she is describing that winning cookie.
So these are cookies that I've actually made a few times. They are Claire Saffitz's blue and whites. And if you are familiar with the classic black and white, it's a circular kind of cakey cookie that's flat at the top and round at the bottom. And on the top of the cookie is half of it is vanilla icing and then the other half is chocolate icing. So instead of doing the traditional black and white, I did a blue and white, which is vanilla icing and blueberry icing. It's very lemony, it's very blueberry and fruity. I figured that a lot of people would do chocolate chippy type cookies, and my chocolate chip cookie is like good at best, whereas I knew if I did something a little bit different, it might present a little more interesting.
We have some tape of some WB Easy staffers trying it.
Oh my God.
That's unique.
What is that taste?
It's like a little shortbread.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little tang to it, though, doesn't it?
You get a shot of lemon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then a shot of raspberry.
Oh, you're right.
It's a great little...
And then it's kind of airy.
This is a little part in your mouth.
I tried the cookie, too. I loved it. I loved the texture. When I think holiday cookie, sometimes I think like peppermint, a lot of chocolate, a lot of gingerbread. What made you want to do something lighter?
It's only about 2 or 3 inches wide, so it's not a huge cookie and is quite easy to eat. And it is a very light, flavorful cookie in a way that you might not expect it to be. And I thought the flavors were quite differentiated from a traditional like minty, chocolatey type of thing. So it might just be like a fun difference for people to experience.
Totally. And also, we're in citrus season, so why not celebrate it?
Agreed.
The judges that you heard there tasting and enjoying those cookies were former Reset senior producer Steve Bynum, our CEO Melissa Bell, and Sheila Reedy from the Sun-Times. So, Nirali, Sophie mixed blueberry jam into vanilla icing for that fruity zing. Mm. If someone listening is interested in bringing in new or unexpected flavors to traditional recipes, what's the best way you think to infuse flavors?
I think some of the easiest ways, especially if you're looking at fruits, there are products out there called fruit powders. They're punchy. They can get a lot of flavor in without really altering the texture. Using zest can be an amazing way to get flavors out, especially rubbing the zest into the sugar. The coarse sugar brings out the oils of the zest to really bring the citrus forward. And I love that she used a citrus because I think she's right. In the wintertime, to get that little bit of zing brings the brightness that we all like and need and that little element of surprise.
So then what's your message for someone listening who may be a bit daunted by the idea of trying to impress a crowd with their creations?
I think for somebody who wants to rise to the occasion of the holidays, I'd say one thing that's amazing and forgiving about cookies is that just like all of us, cookie dough likes rest. And that plays to our favor because that means that we can make the batter the day before, portion it out, let it rest overnight, really let those flavors get to know one another so that when we're ready to bake the next day, we're already halfway there. We're already halfway to success. Yeah. So it's so great. And then I will say the season is already demanding enough. If you're listening in from Chicago, I would say outsource if you need to. Every single neighborhood has an amazing bakery. You will do your body a favor, do your family a favor, and support a local business at the same time.
That's what I do. Yes. I outsource because I'm terrible at baking
and
cookies.
That's okay.
And I am not putting up with this holiday pressure. No, ma'am.
No.
So you're a med student, and I imagine you are quite stressed and busy, but baking calms you down. Right?
That's right. I think baking allows me to get out of my head and into my hands. I'm still doing something creative, still doing something scientific, but this time I have that reward of something tasty at the end a few hours ahead of me. So
what
it's
a great reward. So are there some cookie best practices? Like I've heard, for instance, like if you want a soft cookie, you want to take it out of the oven when it still looks a little underbaked.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to keep baking. Is that true?
Yes, it is. And so because that heat is still retained, so a soft cookie coming out ahead of time is a great tip. Again, chilling the dough is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think because cookies require such few ingredients, really starting with great ingredients to begin with can be a great hack. Browning some butter to get some butterscotchy flavor into your cookies.
Yum.
Using zest, like we were saying. And then my last tip is invest in a scale. You will do so many fewer dishes and your recipes will be more accurate.
Very good tip. Now, decorating cookies, Nirali, that can be fun to do with kids. I'm thinking of all the years I spent making, you know, gingerbread houses with my daughters. But I want to be honest. I mean, kids often pile on tons of icing and like so much sprinkles. And then the end product, you can't really eat that. Mm. So I mean, the grown-up version of that, of fancy toppings sometimes, that's also too pretty to eat. So what's the balance?
For me, I think I like a topping that always enhances the flavor. It doesn't necessarily have to make it more beautiful, although oftentimes it does. But I think being really mindful about what you're topping with so that it's an addition to the cookie is really wonderful.
Yes.
An easy one, and I think this is also another great tip, is don't underestimate the importance of salt. And so a great finishing topping can be a nice flaky sea salt, really bring out those sweet flavors without the taste being too cloying in your mouth.
That is such a great tip. That is Nirali Chauhan, who's an amateur baker who competed on the Great American Baking Show and is just so wonderful. These cookies are great. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
And thank
me,
you for
Sasha.
Being here.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Dan Tucker and mixed by Ari Mejia. To make sure you never miss a conversation and to stay in the know on what's happening in Chicago, make sure to click subscribe. You can also find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.